This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip overnight and into Wednesday killed at least 17 people, including 5 children and their parents. The latest strikes came on the eve of new talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire in the 10-month-long war. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt are hoping to broker an agreement, but the sides remain far apart on several issues.
We have to take advantage of this window for diplomatic action and diplomatic solutions. That time is now.
United States envoy Amos Hochstein commented on needing to secure the deal after speaking with Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri in Beirut on Wednesday. Ukrainian forces are pushing on with their major cross-border incursion into Russia's Kursk region for a second week. On Wednesday, they claimed to have taken more ground, captured more Russian prisoners, and destroyed a jet bomber. The commander of the Ukrainian military said that since the start of the day, assault troops had advanced 1 to 2 kilometers in some parts of Kursk, and that Ukrainian troops took more than 100 Russian soldiers prisoner. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A United States Army soldier has pleaded guilty to charges of selling sensitive information related to U.S. military capabilities to a person he believed was associated with the Chinese government. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Prosecutors say 24-year-old Sergeant Corbin Schultz, who had a top-secret security clearance, received at least 14 payments totaling $42,000 for documents addressing topics ranging from rocket systems to Chinese military tactics. The indictment says that Schultz was initially asked to provide documents detailing lessons that could be learned from Russia's war with Ukraine and how those lessons could be applied to the U.S. in helping Taiwan in the event of an attack. It was then suggested that Schultz could earn more money if he handed over internal-only material rather than just unclassified documents. Schultz pleaded guilty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A court in Thailand has removed Prime Minister Sirleaf Thavisin from office over an ethics violation, further shaking up Thai politics after the court ordered dissolution of the main opposition party a week ago. The court voted 5-4 against the former prime minister, and the ruling removed him from office immediately. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida effectively announced his resignation on Wednesday. During his 3 years as prime minister, Kishida boosted Japan's global role and accelerated a major military expansion. But domestic challenges ultimately led to his downfall, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Japan's Fumio Kishida said Wednesday he will not seek re-election as head of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. That means he'll step down as prime minister next month. At a news conference, Kishida said he takes responsibility for the serious situation, a series of domestic controversies, including one involving millions of dollars in undocumented political funds. That scandal, along with rising inflation, made Kishida unpopular at home. Over the past 3 years, Kishida has worked to align Japan more closely with the West. He's also taken steps to loosen his country's self-imposed military restraints. Most notably, Kishida increased Japan's defense budget. By 2027, Japan will likely trail only the United States and China in military spending. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared this week that the increasing spread of Mpox across the continent is a health emergency, warning the virus might ultimately spill across international borders. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization is convening its own expert meeting to consider making a similar emergency declaration over Mpox. So far, more than 96% of all cases and deaths are in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.